Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel here with the Big D Podcast. Just on my way to work this morning, had a few thoughts to go over and put out there. So I've been growing my hair out for 10 months now, and I've never been the person to not wash my hair. I think it's gross. I just can't stand when it gets kind of oily and it just doesn't feel clean and all that stuff. So, I've always washed my hair. And while growing my hair out, I've kind of, did research on how to make it grow faster. And because I don't care who you are, where you are, when you're growing your hair out, it never grows fast enough. And that's my problem. Being a big dude, my head's a lot bigger. So, even though my hair may grow as fast as a normal person's hair, or maybe faster, it just doesn't look that way because to cover my head, it has to cover a lot more ground. So, I always research, ways to grow your hair out faster and all that, and there's some ridiculous ways, and I don't know if they work or not, but I'm not putting raw egg yolks on my hair, and I'm not, any of that kind of shit. So, I thought I would, try not washing my hair. Because they say the natural oils and everything is what makes the hair grow. So, I thought I'd give it a chance. So, I went to Walmart, not a sponsor, and went to the dry shampoo section. And, of course, I've never done this, so I'm not going to spend much money on it. So I just got the cheapest I could find, and it was a brand called Not Your Mother's dry shampoo. It's a toasted coconut scent, which I really like the scent. It's clean, it's crisp, it doesn't smell too chemically, and it just smells really clean, really simple. So I like the smell. Anyway, so yeah, one night, got home from work, took a shower, didn't wash my hair. I conditioned it because I can't just not get my hair wet and take care of it in the shower. So I did condition it with a peppermint oil, tea tree oil conditioner. And got out of the shower, towel dried it, put it up in a bun. Next morning, got up and kind of towel dried it to get the dampness out. And then I sprayed the dry shampoo on it. Sounds kind of weird saying spray dry, but it's in an aerosol can. It looks like a hairspray can, but it's like an aerosol dry powder. Anyway, so I sprayed it, got it all in my hair, brushed it out, put it up in a bun, left for work. And I was really kind of expecting to feel dirty that whole day, and my hair was oily and just the normal not shampooing your hair feels, and it completely wasn't the case. The dry shampoo felt amazing. My hair felt clean. It smelled clean. It felt like I had washed it and dried it and I had clean hair. The dry shampoo absorbs oils and takes care of things, and I don't know what all it does, to be honest, but it worked. It doesn't strip oils off your hair like shampooing it does, but at the same time, it kind of keeps it clean feeling. I don't know, it's weird. It works. I liked it. And now I'm at the gas station to get gas. All right, so we got gas. Now let's go on to the next topic, wrestling. So on January 5th of this year, I competed in a wrestling match for the first time in 364 days. I went to Hazel Green, Alabama, to the Rocket City Championship Wrestling Dojo, and competed in the 36-man over-the-top Battle Royal. Now, like I said, this was my first time competing in 364 days. The last time I competed was January 6th of the previous year in the same match. And like I said, since then I've had a torn up knee, I've had a gallbladder surgery. Let's see, January 6th was the Rumble. Then I had my youngest daughter on January 14th of last year. So shit just kind of got hectic, and so that's kind of why I fell off the wrestling train. So this year, January 5th, I competed in the same event and had a good showing, felt good. So Barry Koloff, the owner, has decided to ask me back. And I was reluctant. There's so much stuff going on this year with the baby coming and me just trying to get my health straight and all these other things that I wasn't sure that I could commit to wrestling again. So what we're going to do is on February 2nd, I'm going to make another appearance at Rocket City Championship Wrestling, and it's going to be a singles match just to kind of see how my body takes it. Like I said, I'm not sure how it's going to hold up. Held up good in the Rumble, but Rumbles are kind of a different dynamic than a singles match. You've got so many people in the ring. You're not doing any big spots. You're not taking any big bumps. It's kind of just punches and kicks. And I did a cannonball and a double choke slam to two guys. And that's pretty much it. But as far as me taking any big bumps, the only bump I took was on the elimination. And it was just a spear onto the entranceway. Got a good pop. Really good move. Shout out to Brax, a.k.a. Bubba Boudreaux, a.k.a. Wolf Retwell, for the spot. It was a good one. Thank you, sir. But, yeah, that was pretty much the only big bump I took that match. So, it was fairly easy. The singles match may be a little different. I doubt it. Big guy, monster character. The character I play, his name is Penhurst. He's a masked monster. And if you could kind of take Kane and Mankind and the Abyss and kind of roll them into one, that's pretty much the foundation of the Penhurst character. Just a masked monster that comes out and raises hell and leaves. But yeah, excited to see how February 2nd goes. Should be a good time. It's always a fun time over there. Barry's an amazing booker, amazing owner. He takes care of his guys. The atmosphere is great. Nobody's got real issues with anybody. There's no heat backstage. If it is, Barry squashes it real quick. So yeah, it's one of the top shows I've worked, definitely. But anyway, let's get ready for this work day. Go in here, sell some lumber, sell some shingles, see how things go. And as Ron Burgundy says, stay classy, San Diego. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Daniel here with another episode of the Big D Podcast. Coming to you live once again from the inside of my truck, headed to work. Today, I just wanted to put some information out there about diabetes and the carnivore diet. So in October 2016, I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes after a week-long stay in the hospital for pancreatitis. Once I got in the ER, you know, they checked me, did CT scans, all that good shit, and pretty much told me I was a couple hours away from death. I had been in severe abdominal pain for a few days and just thought maybe it was gas, or I wasn't constipated because I was shitting, but I just thought maybe it was gas or a stomach bug or something. I didn't know. I had no idea pancreatitis could even happen at that point. So, go to the ER, they run scans, they say, Mr. Craig, you've got pancreatitis. We got to keep you here. Oh, also, you are a type 2 diabetic. Which, to me, I never knew much about diabetes. I knew my grandfather had it, but that was pretty much it. As far as what it was, I just thought it was something that huge, like, morbidly obese people get. Not somebody who had been an athlete their whole life and was a professional wrestler and all this other shit. I had no idea. So, it came as a shock, and all I knew was that people with diabetes pretty much lose limbs and die an early death. That was my extent of my knowledge on diabetes. So, you know, they put you on metformin, and while you're in the hospital, they give you insulin, which I really don't get, because if you're insulin resistant, then putting insulin in your body is not going to do jack shit for you. But for some reason, and I know why it is because they can charge an arm and a leg for it on the hospital bill versus the metformin, which you can get for free at Publix and a few other pharmacies. So insulin is just another fucking money grab by the hospitals. But anyway, so I get out, you know, at that point I'm like, well, you know, this is pretty much a death sentence if I don't change my ways of eating. So I stopped drinking sweet tea, stopped eating cheeseburgers, started eating salads, all this other good shit, you know, thinking, hell yeah, I'm doing the right thing, I'm gonna get this under control. Well, I was wrong. The numbers didn't start coming down. They came down a little bit. When I got put in the hospital, my A1C, which the way they explained it was like the 3-month average of my blood sugar, was like, they said my blood sugar was around 450, which is just fucking ridiculous. So it got down to about 200, 250, which is still really high. Normal between like 70 and 100. Excuse me. So it was still high and it wasn't working. So I just fell back. I started drinking sweet tea again. Yes, I'm from the South. I'm from Alabama, so we drink sweet tea every fucking day. And my mom made what everybody considered to be the best sweet tea, so I drank pretty much a gallon a day. Blood sugar shot back up. The next year, 2017, I got put in the hospital for an electrolyte imbalance, and my blood sugar was also up again. So they put me on glimepiride and metformin, and it got the numbers down to 150 to 190, which, once again, I mean, it's not great. It's not bad. It's a lot better than it was, but it's still not where it should have been. 70 to 100 is normal range, and I was still elevated. So, kind of loosely started. Oh, fuck, it's too early for this shit. Improving my diet and kind of got back in the gym. I wasn't real steady on it like I should be. And like I said, numbers came down to 150, 190. So, then last year, 2018, was just kind of a fucking shit show. In April, I fell through a flight of stairs at work and tore my knee up pretty bad. Then in October, I had to have my gallbladder removed. And so it just sucked. Last year sucked. Well, of course, like, New Year's comes up and everybody's having their New Year's resolutions, and I'm no different. For years, I had always, at New Year's, I was like, well, I'm going to finally lose weight. I'm going to get down from 370 to about 300, blah, 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 blah. And I stuck with it for a month or two, and then I got tired of it. Because being a big dude, like I've said in former podcasts, I'm 6'8". before, like in December, I was 370. So I'm a big ass dude. And it's hard just walking around carrying that much weight. So at New Year's, I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna try to lose weight. Dedicate the month of January to losing weight and try to just go. I set a goal, like, this day I'm not eating this, and this day I'm not eating this. If you set a goal for the whole year, chances are you're gonna fail. And that's not being negative, but you have to set, especially some people. Now, some people can do the whole year goal and stick with it and every day and tell themselves that I got to make it to this point. But for most of us, that's not the case. I have to set like daily goals. So I would say on this day, I'm going to eat blah, blah, blah carbs. On this day, I'm going to eat this many carbs. On this day, I'm going to not eat a carb at all. This day, I'm going to try to fast. I was just setting daily goals to kind of progress through the month. And now it's January 29th, so we're almost through the month. And to be honest, January 1st, I stopped taking my metformin. Yeah, as bad as that sounds, as bad as your doctors tell you, oh, you gotta take your metformin every day, blah, blah, blah. I haven't taken it a single fucking day since January 1st. So, what did I change? Well, I started on a keto path, and the keto diet is like, you want like 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs to kind of burn the fat off you. You get your body into a mode where it burns fat for energy instead of carbohydrates. So it taps into your fat reserves in your body and uses those. Well, I don't like avocados. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like all these real, like, fatty foods. So it was hard, and I found myself eating just more proteins and like broccoli and green beans and stuff like that, that for all intents and purposes were too protein rich. So I did a little research and came upon the carnivore diet. Now, what the carnivore diet is you eat meat and animal products, animal byproducts, cheese, pork skins, things like that. And naturally, in unprocessed meat, there are no carbs in meat. Chicken, beef, seafood, it's pretty much carb-free. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try this. We'll see how this goes. I started eating mostly proteins and would throw in maybe like half a cup of broccoli a day. Half a cup of green beans. My wife would cook green beans with mushrooms, have like half a cup of that with my proteins. Every morning for breakfast, I would eat 3 to 4 eggs and 2 to 3 sausage patties. I'd cook the sausage patties and then cook the eggs in the sausage fat. That way I was still getting some fat for breakfast. And at lunch, I would have like ground beef with cheese on it and half a cup of broccoli or half a cup of green beans and mushrooms. And then at supper, I would have another like ground beef bowl with cheese and try to cut out the vegetables at night. And then that progressed into pretty much just strictly carnivore, which I've been on for about the past week. Sausage and eggs and cheese in the morning, ground beef and cheese at lunch, and then at night I usually eat a steak and some eggs, or ground beef and eggs or something. Eggs are a big part of the diet. Ground beef, which you don't want to get real lean ground beef, you want to get like the 73-27 or 75-25 or whatever it is your grocer carries. As long as there's fat in there. If you get lean, you're not getting any fat. So you still got to get your body used to burning fat. Ribeyes are a good cut of steak to get. I've been using flat iron steaks. They seem to work fine. Anyway, point all this shit. What I'm getting to, January 1st, I weighed 370 pounds. This morning, January 29th, I weighed 348 pounds. My blood sugar is at 103, which is way lower than it ever was taking metformin. I don't feel as bloated. I don't have as much arthritis pain. I've had 7 knee surgeries and both of my ankles are fucking shot. So I was constantly in pain. And part of that was carrying around so much damn weight. But like I said, that I still hurt. It's not perfect. It's a lot less than what it was in December. Like I said, my blood sugar, I checked this morning, 103. That's from with a fast from, it's too early, from about 6 o'clock last night till I checked it at 5:56 this morning. So almost a 12-hour fast. 103, damn good. I'm proud of it. I think the lowest reading I've ever had was like 89, and that was after like a 24-hour fast. And I'm not doing that shit again. Intermittent fasting works for some people. I just get really strong hunger pains. The most I can go is like 16, 18 hours before I start just hurting and have to eat. So yeah, anyway, 370, 348, 29 days, blood sugar from 150, 160 to 103. It's good shit. Try the carnivore diet, eat some fucking meat, throw the vegetables away. Good news about the carnivore diet, if you watch Dr. Ken Berry's videos on YouTube, he explains why the fuck you do not have to worry about calories. Your body doesn't recognize a fucking calorie. A calorie is a thing that scientists created where they put meat in, I think it's called a calorimeter. It burns the shit. It tells you how long it takes to burn. Voila, there's a calorie. All your body cares about is fucking macros, proteins, carbs, fats, all the like real shit, not a made up scientific measurement. So go carnivore, eat some fucking meat, don't worry about your calories, move every day, 30 minutes a day, 60 minutes a day, however the fuck you want to train. Shit will come off, you'll get a lot healthier, and you'll feel better. Bottom line. So listen to me or don't listen to me, I honestly don't give a fuck. I would like to see everybody get healthier and join me on this weight loss journey, but it's not for everybody. Some people, I was one of them, I had to eat bread, I like fries, I like potatoes, all that shit. But when you get down to it and you set those daily goals and you make it one day and you've lost a pound, and you make it 2 days and you've lost 3 pounds, and you make it a week and you've lost 5 pounds, and you physically see that this shit is working and that you're losing weight, all the thoughts of fries and bread and potatoes and cakes and shit goes away. That weight loss is much more satisfying than any French fry I've ever had. However, once I had lost 20 pounds, I got down to 350, I had a cheat day. I went to a local Chinese buffet and just fucking gorged myself. And literally within 5 minutes of walking out of the restaurant, I was gagging, almost throwing up, because my body wasn't used to all that sugar and all that, the carbs and shit anymore. Like, I was physically sick from it. So I'm not going to do that shit again. I might have a cheat meal and it be, you know, a healthy cheat meal, maybe a potato or a sweet potato or something like that, but Chinese buffets are a thing of the past. Sweet tea, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, which I'm in the South, so Mountain Dew is a fucking staple for us down here. All that shit's gone. Carnivore diet, lose weight, feel better, enjoy life more. That's it. I'm gone. See y'all next time.